Born in Punjab, India, Monica Deol emigrated to Marathon, Ontario as a young child with her parents, who were both teachers. The family then moved to a grain and dairy farm in Beausejour, Manitoba. She began her career in Winnipeg, Manitoba, where she was studying towards a BA at the University of Winnipeg. That's when she started working part-time as a club DJ. We spoke to Monica Deol during her recent visit to Toronto for the Masala Mendi Musti Festival about her time growing up and the impact it had on her as a parent herself today. This is part two of our interview.
What kind of an influence was your mom on you at that point?
Well, my mom's a teacher,
right.
Retired now. My mom was a huge influence. My mom has the Order of Manitoba. She's a strong, accomplished woman in her own right. Part of being a Sikh, and we are a Sikh family, is seva, giving back and doing service. And my parents were always involved in community work, you know? She was very influential because she was an educated, organized, sort of thinking woman, you know? And she and my dad raised us thinking that we could do anything we wanted to do.
So as far as work ethic goes, just what kind of, was your mom an inspiration on that side of things?
Yeah, more than that. We were raised on a grain and dairy farm. My parents, who were teachers, decided to buy a grain and dairy farm in Manitoba because it looks like Punjab, you know? The green plains of Punjab are just like the green plains of Manitoba. So we bought, you know, we got this dairy farm. And we had 100 cows and, you know, 800 acres, and I drove tractors and combines, and we did the seeding and the hay baling and the milking and the barn cleaning and the, you know, feeding and whatever else. And that's where you get your work ethic. Okay. You know, cows don't take holidays. We worked 24/7.
Wow, how old were you then?
We were kids. We were kids younger than my kids are now. And I'm always saying to my kids, you know, I do the old, I had to walk 100 miles to school in the snow. Yeah, I had to milk 100 cows in a place that was like minus 40 with the wind chill. Thank you very much. But you know what? It gave me a great work ethic. Mm-hmm. And when I came to Toronto, I seized the moment. I just figured, man, somebody just handed me an amazing opportunity, and I am not going to blow this.
So do your kids ever ask you about your career and your time as a DJ? Like, what kinds of questions?
You know what? It's interesting. My kids, it's actually amazing, considering I really haven't been on the air in a while now. I have not had a day go by where somebody, a complete stranger, has not said to me, oh, hey, aren't you Monica Deol? Oh, aren't you that girl from Electric Circus? Oh, didn't you work on much music? Like, every day. Mm-hmm. And my kids, very early on, would say, Mommy, who was that? Mommy, who was that? I'd say, you know, honey, I don't know. Because they thought, boy, you have a lot of friends,
yeah.
You know? So then they kind of realized that I worked in, you know, television. But I've never shown them a tape. I don't think I did play them some of my music, which they quite liked and played a lot for a while. But I don't think they really get it. And I know that whenever I come to Toronto, I've brought them here a couple of times, and of course we go to Much Music. I have tons of friends who still work there, and you know, once we walked in, and the Pussycat Dolls were there, and so then everyone's like, oh, come on over here, kids, and they got their picture taken with Nicole Scherzinger, you know, and they're just like, okay, and I'm going, okay, see, this is what Mommy did,
you know? So you've never shown them a tape, why? Is that just
haven't done it. I just don't think it's... I don't know. I don't think, I guess I just, I'm their mom.
Yeah.
And I just don't even think about it. But then they're getting more and more aware of it, mm-hmm. as they get older. I have always talked to them about the fact that I worked and that I was a workaholic and that I had a thriving career, mm-hmm. because I want them to understand that everyone needs to do that. Girls, boys, you need to know how to have a goal. You need to know how to pay your own rent. You need to know that you need a career. And then whatever choices you make in life after that, you know, that's fine. But you need to understand that you have to accomplish something on your own.
How do you parent social media?
I mean, my kids are 14, 13, 11, and 6. You know, I'm a bit old-fashioned, I guess.
Are you on
Twitter? I am an Indian parent. Nope, we're not on Facebook. We're not on Twitter. Because I worked in media, right from the very beginning, I have talked to my kids about marketing and talked to my kids about privacy and about dignity and how important it is to have privacy, how important it is to not have to be everybody's friend. You know, to understand that marketing is marketing, commercials are marketing. People are asking you to buy something.
That's right.
And, you know, that's all well and good, but you have to decide if you need this, you know, and you should not be manipulated by media. Ironically enough, that is exactly what I've taught my kids. So the whole Facebook thing, you know, I told them there's a lot I appreciate about Facebook, and yet I think you have to have a certain degree of responsibility, you know, and they have to earn that. But here's the thing. I look back at the way I was raised, and I tell them, honestly, if I felt that it did me some disservice, if I felt that the way I was raised was somehow detrimental to how I turned out, you know, there are certain things that I think could be fixed in our culture, you know? And I don't subscribe to those things, you know? However, I think there are some wonderful things about our culture. And I do tell them that, hey, that's the way it is. It is black and it is white. There is no gray there, you know? Again, when you're 20 and over, do what you want to do. I don't care. Go out there, have fun, do what you want to do, you know, make your own decisions, do your own thing. But wow, when you're 13, 14, yeah, no. You will not be telling me how it is.
Yeah.
I'm not here to be popular. I'm here to be your mother.
How do you inject a bit of the culture, the South Asian culture, into your kids' lives? I mean, I'm sure you came from a different background, different time.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that now with your kids?
We go to the Gurdwara a lot. And especially since they've now started to translate words onto big screens in all the Gurdwaras, now we go more than we even used to, because now they actually understand what's going on. We have a lot of Indian friends. We spend a lot of time with our family. I'm one of the co-founders of a Punjabi school for the west side of Vancouver. My kids go, whether they like it or not. They're all into Indian dance, they're all into Bhangra. They're doing a lot of the same stuff I did. Mm-hmm. I was just in Winnipeg, my hometown, and there's a festival there called Folklorama.
I've been there.
Okay, which is like Caravan, and you know. And so there was always an India pavilion, and I grew up, yeah, that's what we did. We sang, we danced at all these things, you know. And it taught us a little bit about our culture each time. We saw different things. We learned different things ourselves just by being a part of these things. So our kids do those things, you know. They take part in the Baisakhi parade in Vancouver. At all their schools, we celebrate Baisakhi, because I told them, and I've told their schools, you know, and their schools are fantastic about it. Like, it wasn't a fight or anything. But, you know, I just tell them, look, like, my kids celebrate Christmas, and they celebrate Easter, and they celebrate Chinese New Year, and they celebrate Hanukkah, and they celebrate Kwanzaa, and they celebrate, like, I would like them to celebrate us. I don't want Baisakhi to be something that we do at home, and it's just our little thing. So every year, they speak at assembly about what Baisakhi is, they dance, we give out sweets to the entire junior school, or, you know, whatever it is at the time. And, yeah, I try to make them realize that, you know what, you got to be who you are. You got to be who you are. You got to have pride in who you are. And it's okay to be different. There is nothing wrong with being different. You got to as much as you're Canadian, mm-hmm. you know. Again, their dad's family's been around since 1906 in Canada.
Oh, wow.
But he's pretty Indian in all the ways that matter to me, and he's very Western in all the ways that matter to me.
What's something people don't know about you? Is there something that's not public information that you
can share
with us?
Oh, my God, there's tons that people don't know about me. I'm an extremely private person. Something people don't know about me. You know, I don't think a lot of people know that I lost my dad when I was fairly young. I was in university and my father passed away, and it was a life-altering experience. And some people think I have a real charmed life, but it's not. Nobody has a charmed life. If they say they do, they're lying.
They're lying.
Yeah, you know, everybody faces challenges. Everybody has adversity and negativity, and it's how you deal with it that matters. So when someone looks at a person like me and thinks, oh, you know, had a good career, now has, you know, a nice family life, like, we all have challenges. And there's lots people don't know that, because I don't dwell on negativity. I don't dwell on what's hard. I just figure, if you don't like something, change it. Mm-hmm. That's always been my philosophy. And my second thing, because my dad died so unexpectedly when we were all so young, is this is not a dress rehearsal, people.
Yeah.
Seize it and live it.
So how did that change your family dynamic at that time when you had three girls and your mom?
It didn't change at all. I mean, my parents raised us well, and it didn't change. I mean, obviously, my mom, people, their perception was that, oh, she'd had this horrific time, three daughters, no one's married. Yeah, it's not us. You know, nothing changed at all. We were like, Mom, really? People were like rushing to her, get them all married, get them all married. We're like, Mom, when Dad was alive, you guys would have shot us if we got married before we got a degree and had a career and paid our own rent. Why would we change that? Like, let's be who we are, and let's be what we always have been. So it didn't change in that way. It's just my dad missed a lot of great stuff. He missed his kids getting married. He missed his grandkids. So in that way, you know, it changed, but not when it came to who we were.
Thanks so much for joining us. This is Anjum Chowdhury reporting for MasalaMamas.com.